5 ways to practice self-care as a Christian. Do you think that self-care is selfish? Many people make that mistake in their thinking. Self-care is one of the best things you can do for your mental health. It's an important way to steward the mind and body God gave you. Is self-care selfish? Christians sometimes think that self-care is selfish because they have a wrong understanding of Scripture. Many scriptures tell us to love others and give sacrificially. These are foundational teachings of the Christian faith. However, if we leave self-care out of the picture, we aren't doing all God tells us to do. A key scripture to consider is Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 39 NLT. When Jesus was asked what the most important commandment was, he replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind." This is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. Note the three priorities in these verses: God, others, and ourselves. To love others the way God intends, we must love them the way that we love ourselves. The point is not that we need to love ourselves more. It's that we must love others the way we already do love ourselves. One of the least selfish things you can do is practice self-care. It's key to honoring God's plan for your life. 5 ways to practice self-care as a Christian. Since we live in a busy, fast-paced world, it's quite easy to let self-care slip to the sidelines of our priorities. You may be tempted to meet everyone else's needs before you care for your own. But if you do this constantly, you will feel depleted and perhaps even resentful. It's better to put self-care on your daily to-do list so you won't get to the point of feeling frustrated and burnt out. If you're struggling to find balance, Agora Christian Counseling can help you create healthy boundaries and prioritize your well-being so you can care for yourself while still supporting those around you. Here are 5 practical ways you can practice self-care as a Christian on a regular basis. 1. Practice Sabbath rest. Sabbath rest is God's gift to us. Yet many of us aren't in the habit of enjoying this weekly gift. We tend to treat Sunday as a catch-up day after all the other busy days of the week. But if you start reserving Sunday for its original intent of rest, you will see a difference in your overall health, mind, body, and spirit. Start slowly by setting aside 2 hours each week to sit or lay down in a comfortable position. In those 2 hours, you can nap, study, and meditate on God's word, pray, do a craft, read a book, or a combination of any of those activities. Choose something that replenishes you and helps you feel closer to God. As you begin setting aside a portion of your Sunday for God, He will give you greater peace throughout the week. Each week, you can add a little more time to your Sabbath rest period until eventually it becomes a weekly habit for you. Sabbath rest is one of the most practical ways to care for yourself and develop your relationship with the Lord. 2. Say no. Saying no is one of the best ways to take care of yourself. Many people who are stressed out take too much on their plates and then feel overwhelmed and unappreciated. The little word no is one of your most effective tools in practicing self-care. Try this exercise. Get 7 sheets of lined paper and write every hour you are awake in a column on the left side, using 1 line for each hour. Then fill in everything you absolutely must do in those hours, using 1 page for each day of the week. This is often an eye-opening exercise for people who have too much on their plates. They start to realize they are doing the work of 2 or 3 people. No wonder they feel burnt out. As you look at your list of to-dos, delegate as many items as you can to others. You may need to hire help, leave committees or groups for a season, or press pause on something you love. A no doesn't have to last forever, but if you use your no intentionally, you can start lovingly prioritizing yourself. A caring Christian counselor can help you decide which items need to stay on your list and which ones need to go. 3. Reward yourself. Rewards are highly motivating. Even small rewards, like a bubble bath or a favorite novel, can motivate you to press forward in a busy day towards something that you love. If you reward yourself daily in small ways, you'll be treating yourself right. Make a list of small items and activities you genuinely enjoy. Think outside the food reward category. Food rewards are okay in moderation, but they can be unhealthy if they are your sole reward system. Little rewards that are inexpensive and enjoyable can give you a burst of pleasure in your day. It's also good to reward yourself with bigger rewards on an occasional basis. Maybe you can book a massage after a big event. Perhaps a weekend away will fit in your budget once or twice per year. Rewards give you something to anticipate and remind you to choose joy. 4. Learn something new. Many people who are facing burnout feel stuck in the same old routines. But when you learn something new, you'll boost your learning capacity and feel fresh inspiration. A new activity can be your reward as well. What is something you enjoyed as a child or young adult that you haven't done recently? Maybe it's woodworking, playing a musical instrument, floral arranging, or learning a foreign language. Why not pick that back up as a hobby? You may have a lot more fun doing it now than you did back then. One simple area in which you can learn something new is cooking. With the explosion of choices in meal delivery systems, you can try a new recipe in convenient ways. Alternatively, you can research a new recipe online and buy the ingredients in the grocery store. One new recipe per week could shake you out of your rut and help you consciously care for yourself. 5. Get social. Quality social interaction is one of the best ways to boost your mental well-being. Many of us want better connections with others, yet we deprioritize our time with family and friends due to our long to-do lists. However, quality time with loved ones has such great benefits, it's worth reserving time to do regularly. Socialize in a way that makes the most sense for your schedule. Maybe weekly in-person lunches or dinners with others are best for you. Some people may need to make more time to keep up with others through email, text, or phone calls. Try not to let social media be your primary way of socializing. Take it another step further, and you'll reap greater benefits. Isolation is a big problem, and it can take a huge toll on your sense of well-being. But by connecting with your family and friends on a more consistent basis, you can beat feelings of burnout. It's not selfish to meet with others. It may be the best thing you can do for yourself. When caring for yourself isn't enough, what happens if you practice these tips for several weeks, but still don't see a significant reduction in your stress level? That's when you may need further insight from a compassionate Christian counselor who can help you determine why you feel frustrated, exhausted, and burnt out. By meeting with a counselor at Agora Christian Counseling, you can receive the objective help you are seeking. Your counselor will make suggestions for what you can do to improve your physical, social, emotional, spiritual, and mental well-being. Give us a call today to set up your first appointment. We will help you develop a healthy plan for improved self-care.